The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On the Move for Focus Ireland is taking place from Friday the 14th through Sunday the 16th of June. And participants can set up a hike of their own, but there's also three official hikes that you can join up to. Claire McKenna is the host of News Talk's Alive and Kicking and Focus Ireland's On the Move ambassador. She's going to be joining the Carrin Tool hike on Saturday, June 15th. And I'm joined as well by Al Leahy, who is a lived experience ambassador for Focus Ireland. Claire, explain all of this hiking.
Well, when I learned the definition of hiking as to be anything that's off a path, I thought, oh, I've been hiking for years, because I grew up in Howth in Dublin beside the cliffs. So if ever you've gone off the beaten track, you've been hiking, because I think it gets a bit overwhelming when you hear about people going
up hills. Oh, it's backpacks and crampons and all that crack.
And you think maybe that's not for me. But I've started to embrace it a bit more over the last few years. Sunrise is a gorgeous time. I've never gone as far now as Carrin Tool, Dublin Mountains, Wicklow. I've taken a few groups of News Talk listeners. So I've worked a lot with Focus Ireland over the last few years. So when they asked me to be an ambassador, I thought, well, look, we're marrying the two here. A bit of social change, bit of getting out in nature. It's a win-win.
How did you come to pick the Carrin Tool one? If there are three organised hikes, why that one?
If there's a challenge to be had, I'm always going to be taking it. And I'm a bit of it'll be grand. And, it's got me this far. So I think it will be grand. I'm doing little bits of hiking here and there. I'm going to do a big hill next week. But things carry. If anyone's done a mini marathon or anything, when you're with a group, you really get carried along on the day. So, look, I grew up in a hill. What's there to worry about?
Well, scale. Howth, as lovely as it is much, much lower than Carrin Tool.
Yes, well, that is true. However, I am a regular gym goer. I feel I've got the strong legs. I'm ready. And look, if it wasn't a challenge, then why bother doing it?
What about you, Al? Are you going to do Carrin Tool as well?
I can't, unfortunately. I've torn ligaments in my knee.
I want to see medical records to prove this.
I have video evidence as well.
Explain your own involvement with Focus Ireland then, Al, because you are described as a lived experience ambassador.
Well, 20 years ago, actually, to this year now, I first came in contact with Focus Ireland, you know, through homelessness. And I was originally from Finglas, and the family home, unfortunately, had to be sold. You know, the father had passed away, the mother wasn't able to keep it, and other events. So I became homeless at this stage, you know. And that's when Focus, I came in contact with Focus Ireland. Now, I had left school, as you do. I grew up in Finglas.
How long were you homeless for, Al?
On and off, 4 or 5 years, living from here to there, anywhere but barely a hostel. You know, I just feared them, you know.
Were you sleeping rough?
No, in people's couches mostly. But there was the odd night, you had no choice, but especially in the summer, wasn't as bad, you know. But there's nothing worse, there's no worse feeling than being homeless than the feeling of loneliness and sadness. This is where my life has turned out, you know. So that was how I felt at the time. So then substance came along and I started using substances such as alcohol and drugs and all that helped me cope with my life. Because I had left school early, as you do where I came from, parts where I came from. And I ran around with the gang and, you know, didn't have an education or a trade or anything like that. So it wasn't until many years later that I actually got in contact with Focus, who helped me, educate me.
And how did that work? Because I imagine it must be very challenging to find yourself, A, homeless, but B, homeless with substance abuse issues.
Yeah.
How you get back on track after that has to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, it was, but only for supports. Only for good people like Focus, people like that who are there to help. As I says, they helped me with my education. They started that road off for me, learned to read, write. They encouraged me to go on further my studies. I went to UCD. for a number of years, got a trade, got a job, and got the perfect life. The 3 and 4 holidays a year, as I was single at the time. You know, the nice car, the everything, you know. And 20 years later, life has its funny ways of turning things around and hitting you with something, or maybe two things, or maybe three things, you know. So life became difficult. I was working full time in a therapeutic environment, so I'd be listening to people's life stories, traumas, daily, in group form and one to one. You know, I became an addiction counselor, accredited. I had a number of years of doing that day in, day out. My mother was dying. She had moved from the old folks into a nursing home. So to go up to her every night and to see her wither away and die used to kill me, you know. It used to break my heart. I was having these breakdowns and I didn't even realise it. I'd be driving to work and I'd break down.
So did you have to go through the whole thing again and try to get life back on track twice?
Yeah, exactly. I lost everything. After the mother died, after 2 years of visiting her and going up every night to her, I found myself 6 months later, I had lost everything.
And how did you get it all back? How are you now?
Well, again, that's where focus come back in. Focus has been my life saviour. It really has now. And I don't mean to be blowing smoke up, you know. But I got in contact with Focus and I was telling my situation and where I was in life, and they had built these new apartments in Connacht Street in Finsbury. So they offered me one there, you know.
Yeah. And you are well now?
And I'm well now.
Claire, explain then your involvement with Focus. How did you end up becoming an ambassador?
So I've worked with Focus over the last few years. I presented their podcast series where we really looked into all understanding homelessness, what it is, what Focus are trying to do, why it's happening, how to change on policy level, because I think we get a stereotypical idea in our head of somebody who is homeless. And yes, that is the person that you see sleeping rough on the street, but it's far more endemic than that. I mean, the new stats have just been released. They're up 14% on last year, and there's an increase in 17% of children. There's actually more families homeless now than there are single people. And elsewhere in Europe, it's usually single adults on their own who end up in homelessness. Now we have families. And even talking to Louise Bayliss outside, who works a lot with those families, she says she's meeting single parents who are well educated, have degrees, but cannot get childcare, cannot get rental accommodation, cannot get on the property ladder, and are essentially homeless. So I feel really impassioned that we can be part of change, that even though it is overwhelming.
Are you despairing about the length of time that change is taking? Because it's, what, a year, 18 months since we were hearing record numbers of 11,000 people in emergency accommodation. We're now up at, what, 14,000? Every time we keep getting told about this being a crisis, another month later, it's a worse crisis.
And that's something that resonated with me about this campaign, because they sort of used the analogy of the mountain, or the metaphor of the mountain, that even though it seems overwhelming, one step at a time, you are making a difference. They're trying to raise €50,000 with the On The Move campaign. You can join me and help push me up, Karen Tuchel, on the 15th of June. You can do Kirkpatrick on the 16th.
That's a motivational metaphor.
I
think we all band together. I'll do a bit of pushing myself. Or it can be something small. You can walk your local park, you can walk around your estate. And they're really at pains to say that, you know, there are pressures on people's finances now. There are a lot of causes for people, but even a small amount all adds up to make a difference. And you can hear from Al, sometimes all you need is someone in your corner, someone to believe in you, someone to give you a pocket of hope so that you can thrive in your life, because we all deserve it. So that's why I got involved.
And presumably, Al, as well, there is a message as well, both for people to support Focus, but also for people who may find themselves in a situation like you, or you were in, to reach out and make contact and try to get help.
Yeah, that's the most important. It's the hard. It can be the hardest part, is to reach out for some people because of our pride and our nature or whatever, for asking for help. But that's the first step to everything is to ask somebody for help.
If people want to get involved, then how do they find out about it, Claire?
So it's onthemove.focusireland.ie. You register to join on one of the hikes or get the information there so you can set yourself up and help Focus Ireland raise essential funds in the fight against homelessness.
And you can either go on one of the pre-organised hikes where they can push you up, Karen Toole, if they want to be so involved, or you can organise your own. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah,
that it doesn't have
Patrick
to be.
As well,
yeah. Yeah, Crowpatrick on Crowpatrick, the 16th. Yeah. Or keep it small, keep it in your local area, get people together, because you can feel helpless, as you say, when you see the headlines. But let's do something positive and get out and about and on the move ourselves.
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed that you get the weather. It's taking place Friday the 14th through Sunday the 16th, and it is On the Move for Focus Ireland. Guys, thank you both very much. That is Claire McKenna and Al Leahy. Coming up after the break,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.